The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. And I can report to you that the world is still here. More after this from the American Jewish Committee. Here it is, August 23rd. It is not a dream, which means we dodged the big one. You see, 2 weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, Bernard Lewis, professor emeritus at Princeton, was writing about Iran's apocalyptic view of the world and pointed out that its leaders would not hesitate to nuke Israel, even if it meant vaporizing millions of fellow Muslims. He pointed out that Iran's Armageddon wish centers on the return of the hidden imam, who Shiites believe will bring the final victory of good over evil, and that a natural day to welcome him back would be the 27th day of the month of Rajab on the Islamic calendar, which commemorates the night the Prophet Muhammad mounted his winged horse and fled to the site of what is now the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Now, 27 Rajab corresponds to August 22nd, or yesterday. Professor Lewis advises us all to bear in mind that Iran might see this as the perfect day to annihilate Israel and, if necessary, the world. Well, this warning quickly spread through the web, prompting one British website, The Register, to preemptively bid farewell to its readers just in case, thanking them for their emails and even their death threats, and pointing out that if the world has to end, what better time than right before the start of Wall-to-Wall JonBenet Part 2. And yet, here it is, the 23rd, and for better or for worse, we are still here. Iran still refuses to abandon its nuclear program, but it apparently does want to negotiate, implying that even the Princeton faculty can screw up once in a while. Now, I should point out that the Islamic calendar is not exact. It's based on the moon, which means day translations can sometimes vary as much as 24 hours. So, just to be on the safe side, let me say right now that I, too, have appreciated your attention. I have read every one of your emails, and I wish you all the best in the next life. But otherwise, I'll talk with you tomorrow. On the Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 23rd, 2006.